These days, even getting onto the Redeemer is a bit of an adventure. The tug is separated from the dock in Dutch Harbor by two other Dan McGuttin projects, old vessels in disrepair.
So, I guess the only place to cross is right here.
McGuttin is finding a tricky path out to the boat where he built his career. The Redeemer had its last mission in 2013, when the crab boat Arctic Hunter went aground outside Unalaska. Now the tug is past its prime. It's littered with remnants of old jobs, wood pallets, rusty scrap metal, an old National Geographic in the wheelhouse, all waiting for a proper send-off.
I spent a lot of the last 25 years on this boat. Lots of days and nights, lots of adventures.
The Redeemer was built in World War II and then became an oil drilling mud ship off the Gulf Coast. In the 1980s, McGuttin says a company heading to the Nome Goldfields took it on. They wrecked it on the sand dunes there, and it stayed put for almost a decade.
During that time, I saw it over there, and people suggested it'd make a great boat for me, and I told them no, it would probably cost me $100,000 to get it off the sand dunes and get it to Dutch.
Instead, he says the boat wound up with loggers from Sitka. They patched it up and headed south, but wound up abandoning the ship in Sand Point.
And then it sank at the dock. And so everywhere it goes, it's leaving people with their head in their hands, right?
Meanwhile, McGuttin had just paid millions to set up his floating Dutch Harbor office and was losing local business to shorter fishing seasons. He saw a new opportunity in the stranded boat. He rebuilt it for cheap with scraps from his own yard. The yellow-green hull was painted a bright blue, and McGuttin renamed the boat Redeemer. He says its first job was hauling horses, dogs, hay, and cowboys to the other side of Unalaska Island to start the Chernofsky Cattle Ranch.
And so we did all manner of anything all over the Bering Sea and the Aleutian Islands, Alaska Peninsula, and we managed to survive. We managed to find enough work to keep going.
Over the next two decades, he says the Redeemer was part of
almost every significant salvage job in Western Alaska.
From the small, like stranded barges and fishing boats, to the huge, deadly groundings and oil spills on the Kuroshima and Selandang cargo ships, and the capsizing of the Cougar Ace. All those accidents, plus the Exxon Valdez spill, helped usher in new environmental protection and safety standards. By 2013, McGuttin says the Redeemer couldn't keep up, and work on its replacement was just as pricey.
It eventually cost so much that I just had to sell the company.
That sale to Resolve Marine International went through last year, and the Redeemer has been taking up valuable space in their new shop. Shipping it out as scrap isn't cost-effective, so McGuttin is asking the federal government for permission to scuttle the boat. Back on its deck, he says that'll mean cleaning it out, setting up explosives, and sinking it at a mile-deep spot north of Unalaska Island. He's been allowed to sink ships there in the past.
See, all this equipment, the winches and the cranes, all the hydraulic lines and stuff, that all comes off. There can't be any loose debris in or on the boat.
Increasing regulations have made scuttling harder, too, but McGuttin is confident this one will happen in the next couple of months. He's already taken the ship's bell from the wheelhouse.
Otherwise, it's just something, just another piece of metal, might be worth something to somebody, you know. But that one's, I don't want to sell.
His new workboat, the McCushion Bay, is visible outside the window, built for the future, but the same blue as the Redeemer. McGuttin says it marks the start of a new era, and the Redeemer's scuttling will be the end of another.
The old days, the seat of your pants, you know, just go out and get her done type of thing, those days are gone, you know, with all the regulations and oversight. And it's not the world that we were able to operate in. That world is past now.
The world where McGuttin was a cowboy too, like the ones he once took for a ride on the Redeemer. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek.